to 11 when it comes to being a world traveller. Very few, if any, can beat Lee Abamonte. In 2011, age just 32, Lee broke the world record for being the youngest American to visit every country in the world. You name it, he's been there. And he's been to 312 countries in total and is one of the world's most travelled people. And he's an entrepreneur, a travel expert, travel writer, global adventurer. But he's also the guy to go to if you're looking to plan an outrageous stag party. He's joining us now from Las Vegas. Of course, he's still up at 2 a.m. Of course, he is, to tell us about his travels and what the uber rich in the States expect from what they call the bachelor party. Lee, a very good morning to you, and viva Las Vegas and everything like that. Welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot for having me, and it's 2:45 a.m. here in Vegas, but I really appreciate you having me on.
No, we appreciate you and not going to bed yet again. Now, tell us a little bit about your gig, your role in life. You were making, I presume, plenty of money on Wall Street before you headed for the hills.
Yeah, I was doing pretty well. It was just one of those things. I'd been doing it for a while, and not so much of a burnout thing. I just thought I could do something a little bit different, and it turns out you can make a pretty good living doing something you love doing if you work hard and try to do the right thing.
Yeah, because your job description as global adventurer sees you doing anything from golfing in Afghanistan, God help us, or tracking silverback gorillas in Rwanda, dominating the world's highest bungee jump in South Africa. This is not your average 9-to-5. I presume it beats Wall Street.
Yeah, I like my current job better than my former, but I just figure, you know, why just be like everybody else? Why not go out and do something that you enjoy doing? And if you can make some money doing it, all the more better, right?
Okay, but what we really want to hear about is the epic bachelor parties, the stag parties you organize for those with plenty of cash. Why did you decide this was a road to go down?
I never actually decided it was something I was going to do. I just kind of did it for a few friends a few years ago. I did a couple in Eastern Europe and then also a bunch here in Vegas, and I put a few of them on my website, leeabamonte.com, and then just random people started emailing me asking me to help them plan their bachelor parties. And it just happened to be, you know, wealthy kind of Wall Street guys with a bunch of money to blow, and we're looking to have some fun. And, you know, I spend a lot of time here in Las Vegas and have spent a lot of time over the last 15 years. So I've developed some pretty good connections at the hotel scene here, like at the Palms where I'm standing right now, and at several other hotels as well along the strip. And I just basically help people get set up and really expensive hotel suites at discounts, et cetera. And then I set up activities for them that they wouldn't normally do, not your typical bachelor party kind of things, like kind of extreme adrenaline type activities, a lot of things that people don't realize that you can do, anything from flying F-16 simulated planes at Sky Combat Ace to driving Ferraris at the Las Vegas International Motor Speedway, or in Eastern Europe, you can actually like drive tanks and shoot machine guns and flamethrowers. It's pretty amazing.
It sounds like you need to pack it, bring two suitcases, one for the clothes and one for the testosterone.
Something like that, yeah.
How expensive can they get? Let's say high end.
The most expensive hotel suite in Las Vegas that I know of is about $40,000.
For how long?
You know, obviously you'd have to be kind of insane to pay that, but you know, there are people with money out there who are willing to spend it. So if they're going to spend it, I might as well get a little bit of kickback on it, right?
So $40,000 for how many nights?
One.
You're kidding me.
I wish I was.
What? Tell me, like, what do you get for that? Do you get shares in a hotel? Do you get a part of a small country? Do you get a new family? How do they justify that expense?
Well, it's just a unique experience. Like some of the hotel suites, like for instance here in the Palms where I'm standing right now, they have a hardwood suite where you can actually like have a full half-court basketball, and like tons of celebrities, everyone from George Clooney on up, has stayed there. They also have like a kingpin suite where you can actually have bowling. You have two bowling alleys. You can have a bartender. Then they have suites with like pools overhanging the ground where you have like 6,500 square feet. You have two personal butlers. You have beds that spin. It's really amazing. I mean, some of the suites here in Vegas are just off the charts. I mean, even much more crazy than you saw like in the Hangover movies.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Okay, so seeing is believing, and you've probably seen it all. Is booze, alcohol a factor?
I mean, it's definitely a part of bachelor parties. There's no getting around that, or stag parties, as you guys call them out in Europe. I don't really handle any of that stuff. That's handled on the ground by like the casino staff, like the casino hosts, butlers, and concierge. When the guys get here, they take care of all that kind of stuff, whatever they want to do when they get here. I just take care of basically logistics and connecting people who know how to make things happen.
What happened to the guy who drank Red Bull and vodka only for 72 hours straight?
He had to take himself off the plane because he was shaking so much. He actually just literally went to the flight attendant. It was like shaking like crazy. And he goes to her, I can't fly. And she just goes, it's Vegas, it happens. And they literally just took him off the plane. And he just goes, I want a hotel with no bar and no casino. And he like went and stayed at some like little motel near the airport. It was kind of awesome.
That's so funny. And they say Red Bull gives you wings. In other stories, of course, you have all these things going on. Do you take part in it, or are you just watching it from a side and organizing the shenanigans?
As far as the bachelor parties go, I rarely attend them. The only time I attend them is if it's like one of my friends who are starting to drop like flies, and you know, I'll go to their bachelor parties, obviously, because they're my friends, and I'll help organize them. You know, obviously, if they ask me, I'll do it, but if I don't want to step on anybody's toes, so those are really the only ones I attend, though.
Are strippers and Vegas considered to be a bit passe?
I mean, in my view, they are, yes. Obviously, some people still do that. You'll never... Like, I never organize that kind of stuff. People want to do that, they do that on their own.
Okay. I'm just curious about that, because that would have been part of the original picture of ye olde bachelor party, I suppose. Well, look, you're in Vegas. It's coming up to, what, 10 to 3 a.m. for you now?
I believe so, yeah, something like that.
So what are you doing for the rest of the morning/night?
Well, I'm going to go get some sleep, and then tomorrow I'm going to get some work done, hopefully get some pool time before I go back to New York the following day.
Okay, it's been great talking to you. Appreciate you giving us your time today, Lee. Take care and good luck in everything you do.
All right, Ryan, thanks a lot.
Take it easy. That's Lee Abamonte. What an interesting life he leads. I mean, it's certainly not boring.